All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, it was an abrupt end to the 2016 NFL season for the New York Giants as this past Sunday saw them fall victim to Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers as he simply dissected this team, and the Giants went on to lose this contest by the score of 38-13. But in no way, shape, or form should New York head into the offseason feeling sorry for themselves. Why? Because they had a tremendous turnaround this year. The Giants went 11-5 in the regular season for not only their first winning campaign since 2012, but their first trip to the postseason since winning the Super Bowl in 2011. And if you look at this Giants team this year, they specialized on winning the close games, which was something that they were unable to do in 2015, which ultimately cost former head coach Tom Coughlin his job. Now, you look at the Giants this year, and they really rode a very stingy defense that had a bend but don't break attitude, and they finished the season ranked 10th in yards allowed. You had a very strong secondary throughout the year led by safety Landon Collins, and you had a solid pass rush this season. The Giants, of course, had playmakers on offense and wide receiver, and of course, a quarterback with Eli Manning, but unfortunately for the Giants, their offense was stale at times. New York struggled to run the ball this season as they were 29th in the NFL in rushing, while they were 25th overall in total offense, and that's something that definitely is going to have to improve heading into 2017. Eli Manning once again threw for more than 4,000 yards, while Odell Beckham Jr. had more than 1,300 yards receiving, but the struggles of the running game, and that's what it's all about. Rashad Jennings led this team this past season with just 593 yards. That is simply not going to get it done. You have to wonder if his time in New York is done, and if the Giants are ready to move on to Paul Perkins, who was a rookie this past season out of UCLA. But at the same time, New York needs to really focus in the offseason on their offensive line. They drafted Eric Flowers, the offensive tackle out of the University of Miami a few years ago, and they put him at left tackle, and he struggled a lot this season. And the Giants need to get a physical attitude on the O-line, and they need to get a little toughness and a little nastiness as they got to find a way to run the ball. Because, I mean, you look at it, they do have playmakers at wide receiver. You look at the rookie Sterling Shepard, who had a solid season. You also look at Odell Beckham Jr., and they need to have a balance on offense, and they need to have the ability to run the ball more. The Giants also are lacking a big-time wide receiver in the red zone, and I bring that up because the Giant wide receivers right now are smaller guys, and they can collect yardage between the 20-yard line, but it's a situation once you get to the red zone, you need that big-time wide receiver that's going to be able to box out DBs and make that jump ball pass, catch, and the Giants simply don't have that right now. They're also lacking a big-time playmaker at tight end, and these are some issues that general manager Jerry Reese is going to have to address in the offseason. Now, I know plenty of people are going to talk about the wide receivers making their trek down to Miami before the playoff game, and if it was a factor in their loss to the Packers, I really don't think so. It was something that they had to question, or rather answer a lot of questions about heading into the contest. But we did see a bad case of the drops in that game led by Odell Beckham Jr. as they had some clear touchdowns in their grasp. And like I said before, you cannot give a guy like Aaron Rodgers too many opportunities, because we saw what happens when you give Rodgers those type of opportunities. But the Giants need to find leadership on this team, because if you look back to their championship teams in 2007 and 2011, they were deep in the leadership category on both sides of the ball. The Giants simply don't have that right now, as besides Eli Manning, this is still one of the younger teams in the NFL. And I think Reese needs to go out there and try to address that in the offseason by bringing in some quality veteran players that are going to bring that leadership to this locker room and help the Giants be a consistent playoff team going forward. Now, of course, Jason Pierre-Paul, their outstanding defensive end, is set to be an unrestricted free agent this year. He doesn't want to sign another one-year deal. I think he's going to be back in the fold hold with the Giants, because I don't see too many teams lining up to really sign him up for services after his unfortunate fireworks incident a few years ago. So I think the Giants are going to do the right thing by JPP. They're going to give him a multi-year contract, but I don't think they're going to go overboard in doing it. Like I said, the O-line is still a work in progress. You look at their secondary, they're still set. They need to still add some more depth on the defensive line. I think that's something that hurt them at times in the season. It wasn't a big issue, but it did hurt them at times. Like I said, if you go back to their 2007 and 2011 championship seasons, the Giants had plenty of depth on that defensive line, especially at the defensive end position. You still have Olivier Vernon, and I think it's going to be an issue where I see the Giants addressing it at some point in the NFL draft. So I expect the Giants, come draft time in the spring, to look at their O-line, look at potentially running back again and D-line again to add more depth, as well as linebacker. And I know people are going to talk about finding the heir apparent for Eli Manning. You simply don't replace Eli Manning. I mean, he just turned 36 earlier this month. I think he still has plenty in the tank as far as getting it done at the quarterback position. And more importantly, he has the mental toughness and he has a stomach to get it done in New York City. And that's a big part about it. So you simply just don't bid farewell to guys like that. I think it was a quality job by McAdoo overall. To get this team to the postseason is going to be much more tougher in 2017, because teams know what to expect from the Giants right now. They also want to go out there and try to show the Giants up, especially when you have flashy players such as Beckham on the outside. So I think the foundation is there for New York to do bigger and better things in 2017. It's just a matter of them executing things over the offseason over the next few months. But I tell you, if you're the Giants, you really have to like what happened this season, and the future does look bright for this franchise. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping this weekend's action from the divisional round in the NFL playoffs. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.